Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Jackie Weprock, the General Manager of the National Farm Animal Care Council. Thanks for joining us, Jackie.
Thanks, Bruce.
The National Farm Animal Care Council, as a first step toward a planned update of the Transportation Code of Practice, has formed a Transportation Code Scientific Committee. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Transportation Code of Practice? What segments of agriculture are governed by that code? And what species are included?
So the Transportation Code of Practice is a nationally developed guideline for the care and handling of farm animals during transportation. It covers basically all the species that have an on-farm code of practice. So there are a total of 15 codes of practice in place or under development that collectively serve as Canada's national understanding of animal care requirements and recommended practices. And the Transportation Code of Practice will include all of the species for which there is an existing on-farm code.
What aspects of transportation does the Transportation Code of Practice actually cover, and how?
So currently the 2001 Transportation Code covers a number of general and specific considerations with respect to how various types of farm animals are transported, from loading and unloading to the care and protection during transportation and weather conditions, how to handle vulnerable animals, and then it also breaks into some species-specific considerations as well. And it also includes a number of resources in the form of appendices, like what to do in emergency procedures, density charts for the various species and types of animal, and ramp slope recommendations and things like that.
What are the main reasons behind the desire to update Canada's Transportation Code of Practice, and what are the considerations there?
Yeah, so the Transportation Code was last updated in 2001, so that's quite a few years ago now. We're in 2017, and so much has changed since then. And the National Farm Animal Care Council's members, right across all commodities and organizations, unanimously supported the need for an update to the Transportation Code, and that NFAC should really take a lead on this initiative. But in thinking about that, we certainly realize that an update to the Transport Code is a huge, enormous undertaking, given the variety of species that need to be covered and the numerous players with different responsibilities. So we've taken a two-phased approach. Phase one is what's moving forward immediately, and that's where we've organized a scientific committee that's going to be developing a report synthesizing the results of research relating to some key animal welfare issues during transportation. And then phase two, which is the actual update of the Transport Code, would actually happen under the next ag policy framework. So we have to wait for that. That's post March 2018, and we would be applying for federal government funding to update the code at that point. And I should probably note that all of Canada's codes of practice are developed through project-based funding.
When it comes to the transportation of livestock, how interested is the public? How have levels of public interest changed, and what have driven those changes?
So livestock and poultry transport, I think, this is commonly known that this is the most publicly visible aspect of animal agriculture. Anyone driving down a highway has probably passed a truck hauling livestock or poultry. And so as a result, there has been increasing scrutiny of the humane transport of livestock and poultry. And I think just in general, people are much more sensitized to animal welfare issues and so are just looking to understand, what's happening. I think in general, people are just asking more questions about how their food is produced and what the processes are. So even aside from animal welfare, we're much more interested in how our food is produced, and animal welfare is a part of that.
What is the public looking for? How is or how should the industry be looking at responding, and why?
Well, I think animal welfare is something that Canadians in general, whether we're talking the public or whether we're talking about farmers or anyone that's working in agriculture, you know, that's something that Canadians in general care about, particularly when any of us might see, you know, an alleged incidence of abuse or neglect. And if that becomes public, you know, I think we collectively are concerned about those kinds of things. So building public trust through having credible assurance processes is increasingly important as a result. And the Transport Code is an important extension tool for supporting consistent adherence to regulatory expectations that are out there across jurisdictions, and also in advancing good practices that go above regulatory requirements as well.
Who makes up the scientific committee representing what interests, and what are their roles?
Okay, so for each code of practice that's developed or revised, NFAC identifies a scientific committee. And this is a committee that consists of scientists that are familiar with the research on the care and management of the animals that are under consideration. So in the case of the Transport Code, these are researchers who are working and very aware of the research that's being done on humane transport of a variety of species. And so what we do is we seek expertise from amongst a variety of professional research bodies, including animal science bodies, behavioralists, and veterinary research expertise to populate that scientific committee.
What are the primary items to be dealt with by the scientific committee, and how were those priorities established?
So the priority welfare issues are ones that are not only important for animal welfare, but issues where there would be a particular benefit from a review of the available scientific literature. And sometimes we don't have a large body of research on some issues. So we need to focus the energy of our scientific committees on where the research exists and where they can most provide guidance based on what we actually know from the research. So for the transportation code, or for transportation in general, we have a single priority welfare issue that was identified across species groups. We did have a survey out some time ago and collected what the different views were, and then brought together all of NFAC's members and the scientific committee to look at what the thoughts were on the priority welfare issues, where was the research, and so based on that, the priority welfare issue that the scientific committee will be looking at is a big one, and it covers a number of species. So it's what is the effect of transport duration, time off feed and water, rest intervals where appropriate by species, environmental conditions, and loading density as single factors or in combination with animal welfare, or in combination on animal welfare, I should say. So it's a big priority welfare issue. And then for this issue, the scientific committee is going to look at the available research, particular to cattle, pigs, poultry, sheep, and equine, because those are the species where we knew that there's some research available to answer that question. But it's a big priority welfare issue, and if anyone didn't catch it, it is on our website, so you can, anyone can go and look there as to the detail of what the issue is.
Over what time frames will the scientific committee be operating, and what has been accomplished so far, and what are the end goals?
So the scientific committee has been established and has begun their literature review. So they're working already. They have until March of 2018 to finalize their report. And so they're going to synthesize the results of the research relating to that priority welfare issue. And their role is to present a compilation of what the available scientific findings tell us without bias. So the report will not contain any recommendations. And once we move into, you know, the 2018 and hopefully are successful with a funding application to update the actual transport code and have a code committee established, the code development committee will use that report as a key resource document in drafting the code.
How can anyone interested get more information?
So your listeners and readers can definitely go to NFAC's website, which is www.nfacc.ca, they can get further information as it becomes available. I'm guessing that they can keep listening to Farmscape for another interview down the road.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's good. Thanks for the opportunity, and I look forward to updating as work progresses on this.
And thank you. Our guest has been Jackie Weprecht, the General Manager of the National Farm Animal Care Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.